From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Repair crews are heading to Minneapolis to fix the Metro Dome. The stadium's inflatable fabric roof caved in on Sunday under heavy snow. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio says the collapse forced the Vikings to change their plans again, moving the football game to Detroit.
17 inches of snow fell in the Twin Cities on Saturday, and workers tried clearing it from the Metrodome roof. But high winds made the job unsafe, so they stopped work around 6 yesterday evening. As cameras from Fox Sports rolled inside the empty stadium 11 hours later, a trickle of snow through the roof quickly became an avalanche right on the 20-yard line. The facilities director at the Metrodome says damage to three roof panels led to what he calls the deflation. There's no word yet on how long re-inflation will take, so the Vikings will play the New York Giants Monday night under the dome of Ford Field in Detroit. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Paul.
And that same storm that caused the Metro Dome to cave in is causing headaches all over the upper Midwest. Some parts of Wisconsin got hit with 19 inches of snow, forcing major highways to shut down. Wisconsin Emergency Management spokesman Todd Pritchard says it is the blowing, drifting snow that is especially dangerous.
Most of the snow has passed. The bad news is we've been dealing with wind and kind of blizzard conditions throughout the day. Wind continues to be an issue, although the blizzard warnings have been dropped.
At least four deaths are being blamed on the storm that's moving east. Blizzard warnings are in effect for parts of Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan. Sweden's Prime Minister Fredrik Reinfeldt has condemned as unacceptable the terror attacks in Stockholm yesterday. NPR's Philip Reeves says the two blasts killed one man, a suspected suicide bomber, and injured two others.
Security services across Europe are taking an acute interest in the blasts that so nearly caused a catastrophe in Sweden's capital. Attention's focusing on the dead man found after the explosions, which happened in a shopping area on one of the busiest shopping weekends before Christmas. Witnesses say he was carrying an explosive device, reinforcing suspicions he was on a suicide mission. The police haven't released his identity. They think he was working alone, but they're checking for links with Islamist militant organizations. These attacks are a big jolt to Sweden. It's a tolerant and open society, but there's been growing friction between its Muslim minority and opponents of immigration. There's a risk this attack will now deepen tensions on both sides. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Stockholm.
Asian shares are a bit higher today. Investors across the area are relieved that China did not raise its interest rates as expected. Japan's Nikkei index rose 0.1%. Australia's stock index climbed 0.5%. And South Korean shares are up less than 0.1% today. From Washington, this is NPR News. Veteran diplomat Richard Holbrook remains in critical condition at George Washington University Hospital after more surgery on Sunday. On Friday, he collapsed at the State Department, suffering from a torn aorta. The 69-year-old underwent additional surgery on Sunday to improve circulation. He is President Obama's special envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan. He fell ill just days before a new government review on U.S. strategy in the two countries is due out. New York's governor has vetoed a bill that would have made his state the first in the nation to ban a controversial natural gas drilling technique. From member station WNYC in New York, Ilya Meretz reports, although environmentalists are pleased with the partial ban, they would have preferred a wider ban approved by the legislature.
Hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, is the preferred technique for getting gas out of difficult geologic formations, like New York's Marcellus Shale, a huge underground gas reserve. In Louisiana, Texas, and Pennsylvania, fracking has been used to open up gas deposits that were previously inaccessible. Lawmakers in New York are concerned about the large volumes of toxic water fracking produces. It's seen as a danger to New York City's drinking water supply. They proposed a temporary moratorium on fracking. But when the bill reached Governor David Patterson's desk, Patterson said the ban was too broad and would have halted even drilling activity that's not risky. Instead, he ordered a narrower timeout and additional environmental review. For NPR News, I'm Ilya Meretz.
The AMP supermarket chain is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The Great Atlantic and Tea Company says it realizes it can't complete a turnaround plan in enough time, but it says all of its nearly 400 stores are fully stocked and their doors remain open to shoppers. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington. Support.